This is Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. I am a holistic chiropractic physician here to talk to you about solving your health puzzle. For more information, visit our website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager. Today, we're going to be talking and focusing on the emotional components of the interferences of stress. Stress is causing havoc in our society today. People become stressed out because of many different reasons. It could be losing a job, money, illness, family problems, substance abuse, sexual abuse, work stress, all kinds of fears, and being overwhelmed with just too many things and demands in our lives. Now, you may not have considered, but it has been researched and found that there are 7 deadly fears. They are often suppressed and you do not consciously think about them. There's the fear of failure. There's the fear of not making a living. Fear of rejection. Fear of illness. Fear of breaking some authority's rules. And fear of not being smart or good enough. These stresses bring out various kinds of emotions like unforgiveness, anger, frustration, disappointment, inability to express your feelings, but stresses can come in many different forms. I call these the interferences. To remove them, obviously, we need to be able to identify them. So what are the 6 different interferences, and how does stress fit in there? Well, let's talk about the first one. That is the emotional stress, the anger, the unforgiveness, the fears, and the phobias, things that we believe that are not really true, like things like we're not good enough or we're not smart enough. That's a real common one. When salesmen have trouble with that one, if they're unsuccessful, they go into the appointment to sell something, and they've got the fear of rejection, you know, they've lost it already. The second one is structure. Structure is like when you're injured in a crash, you know, a skiing accident. You have surgery, sports injuries, bending, lifting, poor posture, repetitive movements. And then there's the stress of, or the interference of nutritional, like eating the right foods or avoiding the artificial foods and processed foods like our most cereals. It's how your body digests your food, the hormonal imbalance, the infections, bacterial, viral, yeast, parasites, and the supplements that you're taking. The fourth one is toxins. We're talking about the pesticides and the herbicides, the food with toxins like fish, with mercury and other heavy metals because they're swimming in polluted waters. It's also the air pollution and the cleaning chemicals and contaminated water. Then there's the allergies, the food, the environmental, and even those people that are sensitive overreacting to themselves. We call that the autoimmune disease. Allergies and sensitivities contribute to many health problems like asthma, sinusitis, digestive problems, headaches, back pain, and many other symptoms. Then there's the electromagnetic interference. That is the power lines out there in our neighborhoods, the wiring in our homes and businesses, microwaves, computers, televisions, and cell phones. Have you ever sat at a computer for 6 to 8 hours? Well, how did you feel afterwards? Were you tired? Well, that's the electrical pollution that I was talking about. I bet you never thought about all these different stresses. Now, Dr. Bruce Lipton, he's a cellular biologist that found that the cellular function within our bodies can be controlled by changing the environment, our perceptions, beliefs, our nutrition, the chemical toxins, all these different things that are stressing our body. He discovered in his stem cell research at the University of Wisconsin Medical School and at Stanford University Medical School that by changing our environment, including our perceptions and beliefs, it will change how our cells react. He took stem cells and changing the environment, he could change what kind of tissue that cell became, like a bone or a muscle or a nerve. Now, we can see this when we listen to music. Different kinds of music affect us in different ways. Like rock music, heavy metal rock music may affect us one way, and classical music may affect us in a totally different way. Now, he's actually written a book entitled The Biology of Belief, and it explains his research and conclusions and how he was able to discover this through his study of stem cell cellular microbiology. He's a world-renowned in his field of biology and bridging the traditional medicine with the energy medicine. This is a whole new scientific field. It's called the study of epigenetics. Now, let's talk about how these stresses can affect our health. I'm going to use the example. Let's talk about neck and shoulder pain and headaches that become migraines. These commonly come from TMJ, which stands for temporomandibular joint, which means the jaw. A few years ago, there was a billboard along I-15 in Utah County that you could see as you drove north that was advertising to help people with migraine headaches. It was done by a dentist who treats TMJ problems. Jaw problems can be caused by injuries, a poor bite, but most commonly by stress. Treating the structural problem in the jaw helps the TMJ, but never the stressor of the emotion that's causing the TMJ. Now, there's three different kinds of emotions associated with the jaw and TMJ dysfunction. The first one is rage. When you're outraged, let's say, for example, road rage, what do? You clench your jaw. Those muscles tighten up and they can create TMJ dysfunction. And second one is subconsciously wanting revenge. Now, you think about it. If someone offends you and you want to get back at them, what are you going to do? You're going to clench your jaw again. That's going to tighten up these TMJ muscles, your jaw muscles, and you're going to have jaw dysfunction, and that can lead to these headaches in the neck and the shoulder pain. But the most common one that I find in my office is the emotion inability to express how one feels. Now, these feelings are suppressed, so you don't even know that they're there. We do not recognize that there's even a problem. Now, these suppressed emotions can tighten the jaw muscles and create this TMJ dysfunction. Now, if the cause is the stress from the suppressed emotion of inability to express one's feelings, then releasing that emotion resolves the problem. In other words, these jaw muscles relax. Thus, the neck and the shoulder pain and the migraines relax and they just dissipate. It's not getting out of the situation, but releasing that perception of the situation, the inability to express your feelings. So when a person has difficulty communicating with another person, like a boss, a coworker, their spouse, a child or the parents or whoever it may be, once they identify that stress, the stress can be released by doing what we call a release pattern. So, I need to talk to you more about this. There's so many things I need to talk to you about today that I don't have time. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer for you, those that are listening to this program today, if you call by the end of the show, we're going to offer you and make available for you a free CD on the Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. Now, that in itself is a $35 value. I'm also going to be reserving for you this Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m. for those who call by the end of the show, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation in my office so that you can see what interferences and stresses are affecting you. That is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, I will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation so that you can ask the questions that you need to find out if this is something that may be beneficial for you. But you need to call us by the end of the show. Now, you call us at 801-943-3355 and leave us with a message with your name, telephone number, and an email address. Now, you need to speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and email address so that we can get it right and you can get your CD and you can schedule your appointment. Now, again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager for Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about here, about releasing the stress with the TMJ. So when a person has difficulty communicating with another person, like the boss, the family member, their parents, their child, their spouse, or whoever they're having trouble communicating with, they can't release that stress because they just can't talk to them, they can't communicate with them, they've got to hold it back, so it's like biting their tongue. So in my office, we help people through this by releasing these kinds of emotions that the symptoms they are creating are all dissipated. And it's just a simple procedure that we do that takes a very short time. Now, there's another example I'd like to share with you about stomach problems. They can have similar causes. I have a patient who wants to be a nurse. She's a young student and has a fear of not being good enough or smart enough for her grades to get into nursing school. You know, nursing school is very competitive to be able to get into their programs. So what it was doing, it was turning her stomach to the point that she became symptomatic with her stomach, and every time she would eat wheat or some kind of wheat or the gluten, that it just turned her stomach and it made her uncomfortable, and she had stomach digestive problems. She became intolerant to wheat. So we identified the emotion, which happened to be her fear of not being smart enough and being able to get good enough grades for her tests, that she was turning her stomach. So once we were able to release her fears about and loving herself again, that she was able to release those emotions, and that she was able to again eat the wheat, and her stomach problems resolved. And it took her about 20 minutes of releasing that emotion, but she was able to eat the wheat again, and her stomach was just fine. Now, I've found this time and time again with those patients who have a wheat intolerance and digestive problems. We changed the perceptions, and we had the stresses released, and the cells in their body changed, and the way that they reacted to wheat, and they were no longer wheat intolerant. Now, that's huge. Now, Carol Truman, she wrote a book entitled Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. And Louise Hay, she wrote a book entitled You Can Heal Your Life. They have identified emotional stresses that are associated with different kinds of health problems. For example, upper back pain. That can be caused by feelings of frustration, feeling agitated or anxious. Middle back pain can be caused by feeling guilty, lacking of self-confidence. Low back pain can be caused by feelings of running away from a situation, wanting to back out of a situation, or fear for money. Bedwetting can be caused by feelings of fear towards a parent. Now, most commonly, that's the father. Arthritis can be caused by severely criticizing yourself or others in hostility. Diarrhea, that can be caused by fear of something in the present. So these are just a few emotions that can be associated with these kinds of symptoms. There are many others. Now, there are many emotions out there that are really untrue beliefs that we have that manifest themselves as many symptoms. The issue is that identifying the stresses that are affecting you, that is the emotion, the physical, the allergy, the toxin, the nutritional, electromagnetic, and treating those stresses cures the symptom. Get to the root of the problem instead of suppressing those symptoms. Most often, it's a combination of these stressors. They all affect each other. Emotional stress can cause physical symptoms, like muscle tension. And so what do people do? They get stressed out, they get tight shoulders, and they can get a massage, and that will help to relax the muscles, but unless you release the motion, it just keeps on coming back. Same thing with these other kinds of situations that I just mentioned about. Hormonal imbalance can cause emotional symptoms. Women who are known for this when they have their periods. Sometimes they have PMS and they get very emotional. Toxins can cause physical problems like arthritis, as well as allergies can cause the arthritis. But toxins can cause that arthritis. Toxins can also cause circulatory problems with hardening of the arteries and plaquing the arteries. Allergies can cause digestive problems as well as asthma, and so can stress. So stress can be released with exercise, going on a vacation, a hobby, music, whether you're learning to play music, listening to music, playing sports, reading a book. There's all kinds of things that you can be doing. Watching a movie. I just love to watch a movie. It's a good stress releaser. Now, emotions that stay with us need to be released. They need to be identified and then go through the releasing process, like the fear release, anger release. A lot of people, when they go through some of these other things, like vacations and things, they they minimize, they get out of the situation, but you go back in the situation where these emotions can come back into acuteness again. And in other words, they manifest themselves all over again because they were never released. And that's why it's important to release them. Now, in a fear release, we love ourselves. Even if we have to fear that we're not good enough, or we're not smart enough, or we're not going to be rejected. So these are the things that we can do through fear releases. Now, an anger release is really an amazing kind of a treatment for those that get pent-up anger because we've been hurt from some situation, whether be someone's taken advantage of us or accused us or something. We've blown a balloon, and all our anger in that balloon, and we blow up that balloon, and then what do? We take all that anger and we just let it go. Let that balloon just blow across the room, and we just let out all that anger and all that stress is released. So it's an effective and amazing method that just blows me away. And you know what? It really works. Now, there's so many things I need to talk to you about. I just don't have enough time, so I'm just going to get back to you and let you know that because of this, that's why I'm offering you, for those that call by the end of the show, a free CD on the Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. Remember, that's a $35 value. I'm also reserving this Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m. for those who call by the end of the show, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation in my office so that you can see what interferences and stresses are affecting you. Now, that is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, I will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation so that you can ask the questions that you need to find out if this is something that may be able to help you. But you need to call us by the end of the show and leave us a message with your name and your telephone number and an email address. Now, you need to speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and email address so that you can get it right and you can get the CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355. For Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving the Health Puzzle, that again is 801-943-3355. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about all these stresses and emotions, and that different kinds of emotions or different kinds of stresses can create all different kinds of health issues, and they're all tied together. Now, we're talking about the anger release, and when we do that anger release, what an amazing thing that does by getting rid of that anger. We don't have to carry that with us, and all the emotions, not just emotions, but the problems that are manifested by that feelings of anger. You just let it go, and your body can heal. Now, we live in a world where we are inundated with commercials, advertising, telling us to ask our doctor and see if this drug is right for you. You can't watch a TV program, a sporting event, a movie on television without seeing any of these commercials. The pharmaceutical companies want us to believe that the answer to all of our health issues is another drug, and that our genes, our DNA, are responsible for all of our chronic health conditions. The drug companies want us to believe that they can answer all these health problems with their drugs. Now, that's what Dr. Lipton found out, that that's just not true, that we're not controlled by our genes. And he did discover and understand in his book what the role of genes and DNA are. The fact is that we can take control of our life by changing our environment, our perceptions, our lifestyle, the stresses in our lives that are causing all these chronic degenerative diseases. We have to take responsibility for our health. Because nobody else will, unless you want the insurance companies to take responsibility. And heaven forbid if that occurs. Now, there's a drug out there for every age and every symptom. The large majority have nothing to do with curing a person. They're only there to suppress symptoms. Now, what are these symptoms caused by? Again, these chronic health problems are caused by stress. And we're talking about the physical, the emotional, the chemical, the toxins, the medications, the electrical pollution, the wrong kinds of foods, in the form of artificial foods and processed foods. Processed foods are those prepackaged foods that we eat that are so convenient for us. Now, in school, I was taught that injuries, emotions, toxins, nutrition all played and affected our health. I later found that allergies and electrical pollution can also affect our health in various degrees. Now, Thomas Edison, that famous inventor, he said that the doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame and diet and in the cause and prevention of disease. So that's what holistic healthcare is all about, looking at the whole person instead of just one area. It looks at all the factors that are affecting that person's health. Stress comes from all these different things. So all these factors of stress influence one another. That is why I call this the health puzzle. A doctor's job is to help solve the health puzzle, to assist patients in solving their health issues. Too often, doctors and individuals focus on suppressing the symptoms, totally ignoring the actual cause of those symptoms. I like the analogies when you take your hand and put it over a flame of fire, and if you feel the heat, what are you going to do? Are you going to take a pitcher of water and pour it over the hand to cool it down? That's absurd. You don't want to pour that pitcher of water over it. Just take your hand off the flame and that will resolve the problem. But that's exactly what medicines do. They just suppress their symptoms and they just, it's like pouring that water over that hand from that pitcher. It just doesn't make sense. So we need to take responsibility for our chronic degenerative diseases. Now, holistic health care helps in many of these kinds of situations where medications and the pharmaceutical companies are just miserably failing to solve these health issues. Like, for example, cancer patients, you know, they're finally, the traditional medicine are finally utilizing some of these methods when they treat people for cancer. They're also starting to treat for the psychological contributions of cancer. And those that are successfully being treated for cancer are also removing those negative emotions like anger and unforgiveness and other kinds of negative thoughts and processes that are happening emotionally that are contributing factors to that cancer. Another example of this is asthma. Most common trigger for asthma is either allergies and stress. Now, a person can come into my office, and when we treat them for these things, what do? We remove the stresses, which means remove the allergies and help them to remove the stresses that are causing these symptoms to be triggered. Now, we do it with a technique called the ASSERT, or Allergy Sensitivity Elimination Reprogramming Technique. It takes about 20 minutes, and it's based upon acupuncture, and it's so effective, it's just astounding. It just, every time I do it, it just floors me because it works so well. Everyone that's treated only needs one treatment. You don't have to get treated for multiple times, for years. You get medical treatment for an allergy, it takes 5 years. You know, most often people are sensitive to multiple different things, so they may need to get several treatments done because there's different triggers that need to be switched, but each one is done one time. Now, I treated a person for allergies just a few years ago who had, was on 3 medications for his asthma. 2 of them were daily for 15 years. Can you imagine? I can't. I've never been on medication for that long, so I have trouble with that. But anyway, when we started treating him for the asthma, for his allergies, we turned off his allergy switches, and he became less dependent on his medications, and now he rarely has them because his asthma is hugely improved, and he only may have a mild attack maybe once a year or so. Now, research for these kinds of conditions are largely paid for by the pharmaceutical companies, whose interest is in making money and by selling another drug that they can patent. Major money is made for these drugs. Now, but if drugs are really not the answer, what is? Well, it's removing these interferences of stress. All these different kinds, whether it be emotional, toxins, allergies, nutritional, physical, structural, and then the electrical pollution. So, you know, I just have so much to tell you that I just don't have enough time today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reserve for you that call before the end of the show, which means within the next 10 minutes, that if you'll call and leave us your name and your number, we're going to offer you this free CD called Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. I'm also going to reserve this Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m. for those who call by the end of this show a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation in my office so that you can see what interferences and stresses are affecting you. That's a $100 value. Now, if you still hesitate to make an appointment just yet, I will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation so that you can come and ask the questions and find out if this is something that may be helpful for you. But you need to call us within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and an email address. Now, you need to speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and email address so that we can get it right, and you can get your CD, and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager and Solving Your Health Puzzle, 801-943-3355, 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.